Hi everyone, my name is Sheetal Makhija and I come with an experience of over 20 years, out of which I has been about 16-17 years working in the industry. So yes, I have actually worked a lot of on business analytics and data. So that is what we are going to be talking about today also, is going to be business analytics. So let us quickly see what we are going to talk about today. So these are the topics that we will be discussing today, which is introduction to business analysis, why is business analysis important, what are the various levels of business analytics, who exactly is a business analytist, what does he do, he or she do, characteristics of a good business analytist, the role of a business analyst, the task and activities that they are supposed to perform, and what are the five secrets that will make you a good business analytics. And obviously at the end, we will summarize all of this to understand better. Okay, so what is business analytics? Business analytics, as the definition says here, is the practice of enabling change in the organization by defining needs and recommending solutions that deliver value to stakeholders. Now understand one more thing, and as we go ahead, we will be talking about this, that when it comes to business analytics, that doesn't mean that I only use analysis for growing the business or for making strategic decisions. There are a lot of places where business analysis can be used. And as a business analytist, the main thing what you need to do is be able to analyze. And when I talk about analysis or analyzing, I just don't talk about data being analyzed. I talk about situations, people, processes. Everything is what we are looking at. So it says, so like I said, it's a variety of places that we can use. It says from cash flow to compliance and revenue to retention, businesses can face a number of challenges that can hurt the bottom line. However, without an accurate diagnosis, no treatment can be effective. By putting the organization under the microscope, business analysts can gain a deeper understanding of stakeholder requirements, formulate solutions that are tailor-made to meet them. Today, we are in a world where not only we talk about a very personalized experience for customers or in general for retail segment, but we talk about a lot of customized experience for each businesses and each of the challenges that a business faces. It becomes very important to understand that every business, no matter even if the segment is similar or if two businesses are in the same segment doing the same things day in and day out, they would still have different situations. And even with similar situation, there would be different ways to handle the situation or to formulate a solution for them. So I cannot do that without understanding what the business requirement is or what the problem challenges that they're facing. So if you look at the first point again, we are saying from cash flow to compliance, revenue to retention. So any sort of problem, whether it is a finance related problem, it is a human resource related problem, it is a competitor problem, it is an employee problem, all of these challenges can affect the business, but I can still use analysis to formulate a solution that would work best in that situation. So without accurate diagnosis, no treatment can be effective. This is very true in saying that it's very simple as saying today, if I suffer from a simple fever and it is going on, but for a period of days, like for the past 3 days, I keep having a fever of maybe 102, 103. Then at the end of the 2 days, my doctor is going to tell me, please go and get your blood test done. Why? Because we are trying to understand what exactly is the problem. Similarly, let's apply the same logic over here, where we are saying that even for me to formulate the solution or to design a tailor-made, a custom solution, I still first need to understand what, not only what is the problem, but who are the people that we are dealing with, how are they communicating, how does it all go together. So, and how can I put in a solution that will make it easier for everyone? By putting the organization under a microscope, business analytics can gain understanding of stakeholder requirement and formulate solutions that are tailor-made to meet them. So this is what we are talking about. Now, understand when we are talking about stakeholder requirement, and as we get into depth, we'll understand this. But stakeholders are a large variety of people that are involved in the project, and they are basically people who are impacted by the project. Now, when I talk about being impacted, they could either be positively impacted or negatively impacted. And so it very obviously, when we are talking about stakeholder requirements, we are trying to understand people who are going to be positively impacted and what exactly are they looking for, because they can only tell me what the problem is and the people who will be mainly involved in the problem, but they cannot give me a solution. And designing a solution is what the business analyst will be there to help them with. Okay, so earlier we saw a generic definition. Now let's see how the International Institute of the Business Analysis, which is IIBA, defines business analysis as the practice of enabling change in an enterprise by defining needs and recommending solutions that deliver value to stakeholders. Business analysis enables an enterprise to articulate needs and the rationale for change and to design and describe solutions that can deliver value. So what do we understand? Going back to the first statement where it says, as the practice of enabling change in an enterprise by defining needs and recommending solutions that deliver values to the stakeholders. Now understand, when I talk about business analysis, I talk about everything. First, even for me to define the solution or to be able to give value to the customer in any sort of way, I need to understand who exactly firstly are my stakeholders and what are the requirements of each and every stakeholder that is there in the enterprise. What do they want and how are they working? So how can I help in delivering a solution for the change that they require? Business analysis enables an enterprise to articulate needs and the rationale for change and to design and describe solutions that can deliver value, like I said. So at the end of the day, my stakeholders, obviously there's somebody going to be responsible for the money also. And like all of us, when we buy a product, we all want a value for, or a good solution for, or a good product in exchange of the money that I'm going to be paying out. So you need to understand that when someone is coming to you with a need and they're going to pay you for satisfying or providing a solution for that need, you need to be able to deliver or understand everything, even when your stakeholder might not be able to articulate their needs correctly. You would still need to understand from them before you design and describe the solution, and the solution needs to be described to them in a very clear way so you can work on the designing, but the implementation and describing of the solution becomes very important, because there are going to be people impacted by the solution, or in general they are going to be contributors to that solution. So you need to be able to get everyone on board for that, which also will bring us to another point that we have. Business analysis is performed on a variety of initiatives within the organization. That's what I said. I can have it performing for something as simple as maybe I'm paying as a finance team. The finance team would just come and tell we are paying very high overtime. So how do we reduce the overtime? Why would I want to reduce the overtime? Because profit is nothing. But a very simple example of profit is nothing but the sales minus expenses. So I either increase my sales or I reduce the expenses, and paying out overtime to employees would be part of the reduction that is there in the expenses. So if the finance is saying maybe to increase the profits, let's look at reducing the overtime and get out, let the employees be more productive. So that something like that also could be treated as a initiative for business analysis. Initiatives can be strategical, tactical, or operational. So we've discussed strategic, tactical, or operational. It could be something as simple as maybe building a bridge, or all those metros constructed that we see all across, roads being built, would also come as a part of business analysis because you need to see the requirements of a project. Business analysis may be performed within the boundaries of a project or throughout the organizational evolution and continuous improvement. So I could have a project that gets over in one instance. So just some time back, I was speaking about the road construction or the metro construction that keeps happening all over India. So that would be what that once that segment is over or that entire project is over, the project is considered as complete. But then something like reducing the overtime from the employees, getting more productivity could be something that would be a continuous thing that would need to be monitored, revisited, and could go on for an extended period of time, maybe right from growing the organization to a couple when the organization when it is 10, 15 years old, because the set of people that you're dealing with in within the organization keeps changing. You would have new people, and then based on that, maybe somewhere I will need to go and modify or reiterate the solution. It can be used to understand the current state, to define the future state, and to determine the activities required to move from the current to the future state. So that's what I said. I will obviously define a solution that is there based on what is the current state in the organization. But if it is going to be something that is going to go on for an extended period of time, then I will need to even decide how it is in the future, or I will need to revisit and check, do I need to make changes? So right from moving from between the current state to the future state is something that I would be, as a business analyst, required to do. So a business analysis plays a vital role in every organization. Example, analyzing business requirements, performing feasibility studies, creating proper documentation, identifying areas for process improvement, organizational change, strategic planning, developing various policies that drive an organization towards a better future, risk assessment and mitigation plan, identifying and defining new business opportunity, writing a detailed business case. So we've spoken about so many points in an organization. Analyzing business requirements is, does my business need more marketing? Is there something I can change with regards to the marketing? Or is there any way that I can make my advertising more effective? This would all be the various business requirements that you can analyze. Then I will need to perform feasibility studies. That how feasible is my solution? Or whatever I do, is it going to be feasible? Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? Will something I will need to understand. That will, okay, analyzing business requirement and feasibility studies will need to be done on a project-to-project basis. We will understand how the entire project flow works, and we will even speak about these terms as we progress. Creating proper documentation, obviously. Everything that I do needs to be documented. There are multiple reasons for the documentation. It is not only to know what you're doing, currently doing, where is the, what is the status of the project? Are we on schedule to do the project or complete the project at the right time? Or what was it that we've done? At the end of the day, what happens is it's like your legal document. I can go back and refer to it and talk about it, say, oh, this is what we did at that point of time and it worked very well for us. So that's how we can, identify the areas and work on the various aspects once again. If I have a proper documentation, it will also help me understand what was done, what could be changed, maybe because the current scenario or the future state that we are talking about has now become my current state. Identifying areas for process improvement, organizations change, and strategic planning. So I don't have to just wait for someone to give me a project. If I'm part of the organization, I can, and I know the organization in and out, I can go back and suggest that maybe if we implement this, it would be a better process improvement, we would get better benefits, or maybe some automation that would work for the organization in a lot of ways. Is there any strategic hindrance that we are facing that could be resolved with business analytics? Why not? Developing various policies that drive an organization's towards a better future. Today, so policies are not just because we want to put them on paper and have people adhere to, but policies help ensure that everyone is aligned to the business goal or the vision of the organization. So for that, it is better to have policies so everyone knows the guidelines that they are supposed to follow and the way they are supposed to behave. It could be simple HR policies like your leave policies that exist. On how frequently you can take leaves, how when you're sick, how many sick leaves do you get. And it is because what these policies are doing is standardizing the requirements or the benefits given to an employee throughout the organization are the same, and no one is, more benefited or less benefited, and there is no a lesser scope of favoritism that exists within the system. Risk assessment and mitigation plan. Risk assessment and mitigation. So it's not every organization to grow will have to take certain risk. Today, if I want to grow my business, I will need to diversify and probably get into a business that I'm not do not know. What are the risks that are involved in me doing that? How is it all going to work? Does it make a difference? So what kind of a risk? Also, once I've identified the risk, even if I take the step, or maybe I have to take the step, so what are the ways that I can mitigate the risk or lessen the impact of the risk when it comes to me? So I will need to plan that out to understand my initiative better or how profitable the initiative is going to be to me or to the organization. Identifying and defining new business opportunities. So, like I said, we spoke just now about maybe taking on a new opportunity, but again, or a new diversification, but again, how do I get into that diversification? How profitable is it for my business? Can we get into it right away? Do we have the right resources? And all of that to be able to identify what new opportunities I can encapsulate. Do we have new competitors that I can bypass? Are there new clients in the market that I should acquire? All of that will come there. Writing a detailed business case. At the end of the day, again, like mentioned earlier, where we said creating a proper documentation, that was basically where our third point was. This is very closely related to that, where I say that when I have a business case and have completely successfully a project, it becomes a case study for others to refer to, or a case study for people to go back to and understand what worked right, and maybe worst case scenario to also understand what went wrong. Business analysis is a critical activity for any organization looking to diagnose its inefficiencies and drive positive change. Without holding a mirror up to their operations, businesses can suffer from a number of problems, including unnecessary waste, lost market share, ineffective technologies, and revenue decline. Business analysis is also an important precursor to projects that drive organizational change. So, going back to the first point that is there, business analysis is a critical activity for any organization to diagnose its inefficiencies and drive positive change. Understand, to summarize even the whole thing, I need to know what the problem is and where my organization needs to go to be able to ensure that I'm moving in the right direction. Now, what is going to happen over a period of time? Any business would get lethargic and would face inefficiencies, incompetencies, people would start taking things for granted. So you need to ensure that everything is going as per the original plan. You have the necessary alertness from the employees. You have the necessary support from technology. We are living in a DNA age of technology where technology changes every minute. Today, I would have maybe 12 generation of Intel processors, and within a couple of months, 6 months down the line, I'm looking at 13th and 14th generations. So where are we? Have we updated ourselves with technologies? If not, then will it help us get better revenue, better profits, better sales, or better clients? That all can affect. So imagine if I'm currently, we have a 12th generation and I'm still working with this first generation or second generations of technologies, it's not going to be very effective. And this ineffectiveness in my technology is going to ultimately impact my clients and all, at the end of it, my revenue or the business revenue. You do not want to do that. I will lose clients. If I'm losing clients, I'm going to lose the share market share, like it says in the second point. So we need to ensure that we are moving with time and we know where our business stands and how that can be managed. So business analysis is also an important precursor to projects that drive organizational change, like I said. So it will help me identify what are the points that needs updating. Can we take this on as a project and help it move towards a better organization or a more positive impact? Now here it says that projects that proceed without the guidance of business analytics may struggle with undefined requirements, poor stakeholder engagement, an inaccurate scope and budget, and unnecessary exposure to risk. Please understand that there is a reason why we have a process for everything. There is a process for your income tax returns. There is a process that we do a certain thing a certain way. Why? Because over a period of time, we have tried and tested these methods or these pathways, and we have understood that what is working right and what is not working right. We know what are the possible best pathways that will work, or what are the best possible steps if taken could get us an accurate or a closer to accurate result over a smaller period of time. So I can definitely want to learn. So basically it is saying nothing less than learning from the experience of others. So if someone has made a mistake, I avoid that mistake and maybe I can speed up my growth curve. The same thing applies to projects. That what happens is when there is a business analyst involved, he knows what he's supposed to do, or he or she knows what they're not supposed to do, what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to handle their own thing. They have their own critical abilities that will come into the picture, or that they will be able to add value to the project. The business world is ever changing, and businesses have to be able to adapt to changes that can constantly appear. So businesses need to prepare for changes and go through the entire change process with the help of business analysts. Please understand that today our world has become extremely dynamic. There was a point of time when we used to talk about traditional methods of project management, and today we talk about agile, where we talk that we are going to implement changes right through the phase and not just at the end of a certain task. Why? Because we've realized that the system has now become, or the world has become, so dynamic that it is not possible to stick around with just being able to deliver and then waiting for the changes or updates from the stakeholders. We want to go and incorporate the change so that we can do it much faster. That's the reason we have to. It's not only about that, but then even that applies to the fact that your people are changing, your scenario is changing. So I need to have an entire change process team. So if you see, most of the leading organization would have a change process team that is constantly working on processes, on new changes that can be implemented, new processes that can be implemented, that will help ease the life of everyone. So we are now dealing with something very dynamic, and our approach also needs to be a fast response to it and adapt to the change very quickly. So we come back to now discussing, now that we've understood what is business analytics, and in very, very brief, we've understood what a business analyst is supposed to do. First, before we go on to the exact role description of a business analyst, let's understand what are the various levels that is there in business analysis. So we have strategic planning and business operational model analysis, process definition and design, IT technology and business, sorry, IT and technology business analysis. So those are the four levels. First, let's talk about the first level. The first level says this strategic planning, this level of analysis includes the evaluation of the strategic activities of the company. So first and foremost, when we get into business analysis or we take on a project, the first thing we're supposed to do is understand what the organization is all about. Understand the C-level executives, which is the CEO or the CFO, would have a different perspective of business analysis or the strategies of the strategic activities of the company, and maybe another someone at an AM or a VP level would have a different perspective. And as you go down further, the information would change slightly. It would be their interpretation, or they would basically tell you what is actually happening on the low level of the organization. So a complete evaluation of the strategic activities of the company is very important at the initial level itself. Business operation model analysis, this level includes the identification as well as the evaluation of the policies and procedures of the organization's business operations. So now, when I talk about a business operation model analysis, first we need to understand what exactly is, like I said earlier, what exactly is happening within the organization. If this is the process and policy that the employees are supposed to follow, or a certain level of the employees are supposed to follow, are they doing that? Are they not doing that? What is actually happening? If there is a disconnect, how can we bridge that disconnect? But for us, it is very important to understand all of these to ensure that we get everyone on board with the business analysis or the project and get the best output out of it. Next is procedure definition and design. This includes business process modeling, which is often the outcome of process design and modeling. So now, once I've analyzed everything about the organization, what am I going to do? I'm going to build a model, a process for the business. Is that going to be the design that we are working with? How will that impact? And I will do a little bit of what we also call as design thinking to understand the inputs of the various users that would be using the process or implementing the process, the people who are the most impacted, and what can we do to make the process easy for them. IT and technology business analysis. This level encompasses the rules as well as the needs for technical system. This analysis usually encountered in the IT field. Okay, so here it does mention that this analysis is used in or encountered in the IT field. That is definitely something that has to be done there. But also adding on to that, we also need to understand today everything is driven by technology in some form or the other. I mean, even for a basic requirements or even for understanding of this course or learning this course, you are using some sort of technology because it's a video recording that you're playing again and again, which I need a digital media to be able to view that recording. So I'm using technology in some form. So understanding whether my technical systems are there, are they old or are they new, how frequently are we understanding or updating them, especially like it says you're usually encountered in the IT field. So specifically in the IT field, I will try to ensure that are the most recent tools and technologies being followed, or are we just not updated about what's happening around us? Now we've understood what is business analysis, what are the various levels. Now let's deep dive into what exactly does a business analyst do, or who is a business analyst. Now, a description or a definition says the term business analytics is used to describe someone who assesses an existing business and its systems to identify business needs and resolve business issues. A business analyst understands, interprets, and documents business processes, products, services, and software through the analysis of data. If I have to, like, put it in one line, and we'll probably look at that line also later. A business analyst is someone who is basically a jack of all trades and master of none. He is someone who can analyze and should know what is happening, what is not happening, but he does not need to know the technology because he has people, he or she has people working with them who will be able to work on the technological aspects or who specialize in the technology. So my technology would never say the same. So going back to our first point, it says the term business analytics is used to describe someone who assesses an existing business and its system to identify business needs and resolve business issues. So when I start a project or when I'm taking on a business analysis project, the first point of contact would be your business analyst. He would come into the picture. We would tell him, oh, this is the situation that you have to deal with, or this is the problem that we are facing. And then he would go and understand what are the requirements, whether there are data requirements, stakeholder requirements, technological requirements, people requirements. And he will also work with the organization to understand, or the business to understand, how does the business work, what are the processes, how urgent is this need that needs to be resolved. And finally, building something that would resolve the issues. Would he do it alone? No, he would not. He or she wouldn't need to have a team that will be able to help him work on this. A business analyst understands, interprets, and documents business processes, products, services, and software through the analysis of data. So a business analyst could be someone working on an IT project, someone working on a civil project, any kind of project. He is one person who takes care of working on the human people side, the team side, the client side, and ensuring that everyone is on board and everyone is talking about the change in the same way. And he would do that with the analysis. So with the analysis of data, he would be able to decide what product would work well or maybe suggest, but he obviously is products in technology software is something that comes more to the team that specializes in it. What services are there? And at the end of the day, the major work is ensuring that everything is documented to the point and accurately. So when I go back to it, I can also measure the success of my project. Business analysts help maximize a business's effectiveness through data-driven decision. Their role is to ensure business efficiency improves through their knowledge of both IT and business functions. A professional business analyst plays a big role in moving an organization towards efficiency, productivity, and profitability. Now, let's talk about the last point first, and the last three words where we are talking about efficiency, productivity, and profitability. The goal of every business is to be profitable. I cannot be profitable if my team or my organization or the people working for me are not highly productive or highly efficient. When I talk about productivity, that means I'm making the best use of my time towards the business goal, and I'm also doing it in a very efficient way. That means somewhere I can use Excel to make certain calculations and derive certain results. I'm not relying on a calculator and a pen and paper to do the same thing. A pen and paper and a calculator will probably take me 2 hours worth of time, when the same thing I can achieve in Excel in a matter of 15-20 minutes or max half an hour. So this is where you're not only being more efficient, you're also being more productive, because if I complete the task 1.5 hours early, I can dedicate that 1.5 hour to doing something else that would add on to the business goal. So going back to the first point, helps maximize a business's effectiveness through data-driven decision. Their role is to ensure business efficiency improves through their knowledge of both IT and business functions. So a business analyst would need to, like I said, he's basically a master of all, jack of all trades and master of none. So he understands IT, he understands the business, He does not have to, he or she does not have to be a master, but they need to be someone who are able to understand both and provide the right solution that brings about the right effectiveness or efficiency to the business.